弟兄姐妹们早上好。
And a happy Mother's Day.
啊，母亲节快乐。
I didn't yet see my grandma this morning.
啊，我今天早上还没有见到我的奶奶。
So, 奶奶, happy Mother's Day.
所以，奶奶祝你母亲节快乐。
This weekend, my children and I cleaned up the house for Mother's Day.
啊，这个周末我跟我的孩子们在我们家里面打扫卫生，为了准备母亲节。
And we tried to finish it yesterday.
我们昨天想要把这个大扫除做完。
But there's so much to clean around the house that we didn't finish.
但是我们家需要打扫的地方太多，所以我们没有做完。
So this morning, even as I had my suit on to preach,
所以今天早上为了来讲道，所以我穿上西装。
We are still cleaning the house.
我们在家里我还继续的穿着西装打扫卫生。
Just for mom.
是为了我的母亲。
And I was still washing dishes this morning.
今天早上我也在洗盘子。
Because I am the Chinese dishwasher.
因为我在家里面我是专门洗盘子的。
And the children were saying,
所以我的孩子们跟我说,
This is too much to do.
他们说要做的太多了。
And then you realize,
然后你就想,
That's how much the mother does.
这就是母亲所要做的。
And they do it every day.
他们每天都需要做。
And they do it because of their love.
他们这么做是因为他们爱我们。
And their sacrifice.
这是因为他们的牺牲。
And this morning, we want to say to all of the mothers here.
所以今天早上我要跟所有的母亲这样说。
We love you.
我们爱你们。
And we thank God for you.
我们为了你们而感谢神。
And we want to be a church, a people.
我们作为一个教会的肢体。
Where we're always giving thanks to God.
我们一直在为神感谢。
And one of those things that we always want to give thanks for is that mother in the home.
我们其中为神要感谢的主要的一项就是因为我们的家里面有母亲。
So mothers,
所以母亲们
you are loved by God.
你们是被神所爱的。
And you are loved by us.
你们也是被我们所爱的。
Happy Mother's Day.
母亲节快乐。
Well, today we had a choice to either give a specific Mother's Day message.
所以今天早上我们可以有专门的一个为母亲节而准备的讲道。
Or to continue along in our series in Colossians.
或者我们可以继续的来查考哥罗西书。
And I believe that God.
我相信神。
Is at work here.
神是在我们当中工作的。
Because In our study going through Colossians,
因为在我们研读哥罗西书的时候
I believe that today's passage is the text that God wants us to preach from.
我相信神他已经为我们准备好了今天的哥罗西书的章节
And by his providence, he has given us a word for wives and mothers.
因为是我们可以看到是神的旨意，他今天给我们的信息也是专门给母亲还有妻子所准备的。
It may not be a warm and fuzzy message.
他的信息也许不会让我们觉得心里面会暖洋洋的。
But it is a message from God to us.
但这毕竟也是神的话。
And God's word always has value for our life.
神的话对我们的生活一定是有价值的。
Sometimes God's word will encourage us.
有的时候神的话会鼓励我们。
Sometimes God's word will give us a word of correction in our life.
有的时候神的话会纠正我们，在生命当中纠正我们。
But God's word will always bless us.
但是神的话总是会给我们带来祝福。
Amen?
Amen?
All right, so let's turn our Bibles open to the book of Colossians.
所以我们现在把圣经翻到哥罗西书。
Grab your Bibles, we'll continue on in Colossians chapter 3.
我们继续来看哥罗西书的第三章。
And as you turn to it, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
所以我们现在一起低头来祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you.
我们的天父，我们感谢你。
What a special day it is for us to remember our mothers.
今天是一个特殊的天，我们要来纪念我们的母亲。
Specifically, each.And every one of us in this room have a mother.
在我们这个教会里面的每一个人，我们都是有母亲。
And our mother may not be perfect.
我们的母亲并不是完美的。
And our mother may not be with us anymore.
我们的母亲也许已经不在世上。
But we know that our mother loves us.
但是我们知道母亲是爱我们的。
And so today we honor our mothers.
所以今天我们要来我们要来来尊敬我们的母亲。
Because we know you love our mothers.
因为我们知道神你是爱母亲的。
And today there are some mothers that are sick.
今天我们当中有些母亲是生病了。
Or they are not with us.
他们也许已经不在世。
Or they're far from us today.
或者他离我们非常遥远。
We pray a special prayer for those mothers.
我们特别为那些母亲祷告。
Lord, would you be with them?
求主你与他们同在。
Make yourself known to them.
让他们能够认识。
Make your face shine upon them.Because we know that you love them. So give us your word today, Lord. Whether it is going to encourage us,
无论是是鼓励我们的话，
or correct us,
或是纠正我们的话，
may your word bless us this morning.
你的言语都是祝福我们。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's read our text this morning.
我们今天来我们现在来读我们今天的经文。
Chapter 3,
第三章
and verse 18 through chapter 4, verse 1.
三章十八节到四章第一节。
Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting to the Lord.
你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫。
Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。
Children, obey your parents, I'm sorry, in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。
Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
Bondservants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters.
你们做仆人的要凡事听从你们肉身的主人。
Not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord.
不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，总要存心诚实敬畏主。
Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men.
无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward.
因你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。
You are serving the Lord Christ.
你们所侍奉的乃是主耶稣。
So the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality.
那行不义的必受不义的报应，主并不偏待人。
Masters, treat your bondservants justly and fairly, knowing that you also have a master in heaven.
你们做主人的要公公平平的待仆人，因为知道你们也有一位主在天上。
May God bless the reading of his word.
求主祝福我们在这里读他的话语。
What we have here,
我们在这里看见的
is a passage that is very important to the heart of any mother.
我们在这里看见的经文对于任何一个母亲来说都是非常的重要。
What's important to the heart of every mother?
对于母亲来说非常重要的一件事是什么呢？
The affairs of the family.
就是关于我们的家庭。
So here we see a message to wives and mothers.
所以我们看见这里的信息是给母亲还有妻子的。
We see a message to the husbands.
我们看见这段经文也是写给做丈夫的。
We see a message to the parents and their children.
我们也看见这段经文是写给做父母和做孩子
的。And we also see a message between slaves and masters who in that day were considered part of the household.
这段经文也是写给做主人还有做奴仆的，那在当时的社会里奴仆也是家庭的成员。
Yet I want to be clear this morning.
但是我想说清楚。
This message is not to any family.
这段经文并不是写给任何一个家庭。
It is to families that have been touched by the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这里所指的家庭是指的是已经信主的家庭。
These are families with members that have the new life.
所以这里的家庭里面他们的成员是已经有了从主而来的新的生命。
For if you look at this text,
如果我们一起来看这段经文,
it continues on where we last left off as we're continuing on in chapter 3.
它是继续我们上一次在第三章开始的时候所看见的经文。
And chapter 3, in the very first verses, reminded us of this simple fact.
所以第三章在第三章起初的几节经文里面，他提醒我们这样一件事。
That there are only two types of people in this world.
在这个世上只有两种人。
You are either what? Raised with Christ with a new life?
你或者是与基督同活，拥有新的生命。
Or you have not been raised with Christ to the new life.
或者对于这个问题，你的回答是否定的。
You are either one or the other.
你或者是或者不是。
And this text is for the family whose members have been raised with Christ.
所以这段经文它的对象是写给那些家庭成员已经信主的。
If we think about the family today, though,
可是我们如果看今天我们的家庭的话，
It doesn't matter if we're in America or if we're in China.
无论我们是在美国还是在中国，
We can see that there is a steady deterioration of the family.
我们看见家庭的观念在现今的世上是越来越淡薄。
Families are slowly breaking apart.
我们看见家庭在慢慢的分崩瓦解。
Families are struggling to have good and quality communication with each other.
我们在家庭里也看见没有一个高质量的互相的交流。
And I'll tell you what's very applicable for us here today.
对于我们来说非常重要的一件事情是
So many of you are immigrant families.
你们当中很多的家庭是移民的家庭。
And it's even harder for you.
对于你们来说这个问题就更严重。
Because you not only have the normal generational gap.
因为你不光是有一般家庭里面所有的所谓代沟。
What else do you have?
你还会遇到一些什么样的问题?
You have a language barrier.
你们可能会遇到语言上的障碍。
And you have a cultural barrier.
也许会有文化上面的障碍。
All of you sitting here as an immigrant family.
所以大家在座的这些移民家庭。
There's tension in your family.
在你们的家庭里面会有很你们会遇到各样的压力。
There's all types of relational tensions.
你们的家里面的家庭成员的关系会有很多的问题。
Your marriages have a lot of pressure.
你们的婚姻也许遇到各样的问题。
And so God's word may have something to say to us today.
所以神的话也许会神也许今天会对你说话。
And yet that's not the reason why God's word is so important for us.
可是神的话之所以重要，并不是因为只是因为这个原因。
I want us to think about our starting point, our 出发点。
所以我想。
I learned that word recently.
所以我想让大家注意到我们的出发点。
We don't want to start today's message.
我们今天来开始讲道的时候。
We don't want to start by saying, this text is going to help your marriage, it's going to help your family.
我们并不想这样说说我们今天讲道能够帮助你的婚姻帮助你的家庭。
Because if you follow that, your family will be blessed.
如果你这样做的话你的家庭就会受到祝福。
Although this is certainly true.
当然这点没错。
We have to be careful that that is not our starting point.
但是我们要注意的就是不要把它当成一个出发点。
When we come together as the children of God,
当我们作为神的儿女，我们聚集在这里。
We should not start with the point to say, I will follow God's word to bless me.
我们不应该说我们要跟随主的原因是因为我们要求祝福。
Because when we think that way,
因为如果我们这样想的话，
then our starting point is starting with man. The focus is on us.
那我们的出发点就是从人出发，我们的聚焦点是在我们自己身上。
But for those of us who have been raised with Christ in the new life,
可是如果我们和耶稣同活，我们拥有这个新生命。
When we look at God's word,
我们来看神的话。
Yes, we want to be blessed.
是的，我们是会受到祝福。
But we want to be able to say,
但是我们所要想说的
，I will follow God's word because He is my God.
我们想要我们来跟随主的旨意，因为他是我的神。
I will follow God's word because He is my Lord.
我要来遵行他的旨意，因为他是我的主。
I will follow God's word because I believe in the gospel.
我要遵行他的教导，因为我相信他的福音。
And I'll follow God's way because He has given me new life.
我要来跟随他，因为他赐给我新的生命。
That.Is our starting point.
所以这就是我们的出发点。
Because we love him.
因为我们爱主。
Because we know him.
因为我们认识主。
We follow His word.
所以我们才来要遵循他的教导。
Do you see the difference?
你们看到这之间的区别了吗？
Our starting point then is not about man.
所以我们的出发点不是从人开始。
Our starting point is about God.
我们的出发点是神。
And that's how He blesses us.
所以因为这样的原因，所以神会祝福我们。
So this morning, as we read this text,
所以今天早上我们来读这段经文。
We want to be able to say,
我们要这样说,
Yes, God, I want to do that.
是的，主，我是要这样做。
Because you are my God.
因为你是我的神。
Because I believe in the power of the gospel.
因为我相信福音的大能。
And I want to honor you.
我想要荣耀你。
So let's look at the word of God together.
所以我们一起来看神的话。
And today, what I wanted to do was shape today's message into three points for us to remember them easily.
所以我想把今天的经文总结成 三点，这样可以帮助我们记得。
And remember, since our context is that we have been raised with Christ in a new life,
所以记得我们上一次所讲的信息是我们已经与主一起复活。
Then our first point this morning,
所以今天我们来看的第一点,
is that our new life transforms the relationship between a husband and wife.
所以这第一点是说, 新生命它如何能够改变我们夫妇的关系。
Our new life will transform that relationship between husband and wife.
我们的新生命会改变夫妻之间的关系。
You see, the first message here is a message for husbands and wives.
所以这里的第一节经文是讲到夫妻之间的关系。
Wives, submit to your husband as fitting to the Lord.
所以第十八节说, 你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫。
Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。
Oh boy, why did you have to go there?
所以你可能说牧师啊，为什么你要讲这样的一个信息？
Pastor James actually said,
所以James牧师他上次这样说，
Please do not say, Happy Mother's Day, wives, submit to your husband.
请你不要说母亲节快乐，然后
You might be thinking, can we please stop talking about my marriage?
可能你在想说, 千万不要来讲我的婚姻。
Well, no.
但我们必须这样说。
The question you ought to ask is,
可能你要问的问题是,
why does Paul keep talking about my marriage?
为什么保罗老是要来讲我的婚姻?
Why does God want us to think about our marriage?
为什么神他要我们来思考我们的婚姻呢?
And the answer may surprise you.
所以答案可能会让你会非常的吃惊。
Because again, it has to do with our starting point, our 出发点. I like to say that.
所以这个答案还是回到我们出发点。
Okay. If we start with a focus on mankind,
如果我们的出发点是人的话,
then we're thinking that our marriage is supposed to start and end with me.
那我们就会想，我们的婚姻的起初还有终结都是关于我们自己。
If my focus is on me and not God,
如果我只是注意我自己，没有注意上帝，
then marriage is about me and my happiness.
那婚姻的目的就是要让我自己个人是否得到幸福。
But that's not the right starting point for us believers, is it?
但是对于我们信主的人来说，这不是一个正确的出发点。
If our starting point is about God,
如果我们的出发点是神的话,
what if I told you that your marriage is not about you and your happiness?
那我就要跟你说, 你的婚姻其实并不是关于你自己, 还有你自己个人是否幸福。
What if your marriage was about what God wants to do through your marriage in your life?
也许你的婚姻的目的是因为神要通过你的婚姻 来改变你或者你周围的人。
What if your marriage is not about your happiness?
所以你的婚姻也许并不是关于你个人的幸福。
But your marriage is to be used by God to bless your children.
可能神要通过你的婚姻来祝福你的孩子。
And your marriage is to be used by God to bless those around you.
神要通过你的婚姻来改变你周围的人。
Why does God want us to look so carefully about our marriages and our relationship with parents and children?
所以神为什么要我们来, 注意到我们的婚姻还有我们亲子之间的关系呢?
Yeah, why does God put such an importance on that right here?
所以为什么在这段经文里神要把他的聚焦点放在我们的婚姻还有我们的关系上呢?
Because living out this new life,
因为如果我们要活出这个新的生命,
the hardest place to live out your new life is at home.
所以我们如果要活出我们的新的生命,最难做到的,就是在我们的家庭里。
Isn't it?
对吗?
Here, it's easy to be a Christian.
所以在教会里是非常容易做基督徒的。Look
at me, I have a nice suit on today.
今天我穿了一个很漂亮的西装。We have
good etiquette with each other. 我非常客气。好你好你好你。我们之间非常的客气。And we can put on a nice mask.
我们可以戴着一个非常好看的面具。You
put your arm around your wife.
所以你的手搂着你的妻子。Honey,
I love you.
亲爱的，我爱你。Children,
oh, I love you.
我的孩子们，我也爱你。It's
easy to show, isn't it?
我们非常容易做表面的工作。My
marriage is good.
我的婚姻非常的好。Here. 在这里。But
at home.
但是在家里呢?
I take off my tie.
我把我的领带脱下来。I
take off my coat.
我把西装脱下来。It
doesn't look that nice anymore.
看起来就没有那么漂亮了。I'm
yelling at my children.
所以我就在对我的孩子大喊。They're
yelling at me.
他们对我也大喊。
My wife says, why didn't you clean that up again?
所以我的妻子说,为什么你不把那边打扫干净呢?
And your food's not good enough.
我做的饭不好吃吗?
Whatever it is.
无论如何,
it's easy to appear that our marriage and our family is okay.
所以从表面上做表面文章的话,是很容易让我们的婚姻看起来很好。
But God knows.
但神是明白的。
We don't know.
我们也许不知道。
How you are at home.
我们也许不知道你在家里的表现是什么。Some
of the people here that look the most godly.
所以在这里有些人可能看起来非常的圣洁。Some
of the mothers here, the wives here, we all, oh, that must be a very spiritual woman.
我们看到这边的有些母亲，也许你会觉得她们非常的充满了，非常的属灵。Even
when she's eating her food, she's holding her Bible.
甚至吃饭的时候，她也拿着她的圣经，不是吗？
But you don't see them at home.
但是你并没有看见他们在家里是什么样的。At
home they're yelling.
在家里他们互相的大叫。They're
using their Bible to hit their husband.
也许他们用圣经去打对方。But
home is where it matters the most.
但是在家里是最重要的场所。When
we say that I believe in the gospel,
所以当我们说我们信福音。And
I believe in the power of the new life,
我们相信我们的新的生命是有充满能力的。Then
that new life is lived out at home.
所以那生命是要在我们的日常生活中活出来的。
So for the child of God who has been given new life,
所以作为神的儿女，你如果有了新的生命,
marriage is not about your happiness.
你的婚姻并不只是关于你个人的幸福。
Marriage is where you grow in holiness.
所以婚姻是一个你通过婚姻变得更加的圣洁，变得更加像耶稣。
More Christ-like, that's what, yes. You just took the words out of my mouth. Are others able to see that in your marriage you are growing to be more like Christ?
所以别人是否能在你的生活中看出来你变得更加的像主耶稣?
Because even though you think nobody knows,
因为你也许觉得别人不知道,
I think some people know that your marriage is not too good.
我想可能有人知道你的婚姻并不好。
But if they see you live out your new life at home,
但如果他们看见你的新的生命体现在你的生活,
they will see that your marriage is making you more and more like Jesus Christ.
他们就知道你的婚姻使你变得更加的像耶稣。
And that tells everybody what God is doing in our life, right?
所以那样的话,你周围的人就知道你生命的改变。
So first, a word to wives.
所以我们先要对做妻子的说,
wives,
所以做妻子的,
if you have a new life in Christ,
如果你有新的生命,
submit to your husband as is fitting in the Lord.
你们当顺服自己的丈夫, 这在主里面是相宜的。
You know what that tells us immediately?
所以这他就, 这样的信息, 对我们来说有什么意义呢?
It tells us two things right off the bat.
有两点。
First,
第一点
，It tells us that the woman who has a new life，
就告诉我们说，如果姐妹在主里面有了新的生命
，Well， her first and ultimate devotion is to the Lord。
所以她首先并且最终是要对我们的主忠心。
A wife who is a believer，
所以如果一个姐妹她是已经信主了
，Her first and ultimate devotion is to the Lord。
所以她第一还有最终的忠心是要对。
And second,
第二点,
every relationship that she has is affected by her devotion to her Lord.
第二点是说她是否对主忠心会影响到她周围所有的人和她的关系。
Some of you immediately think, you don't know my husband.
可能你们在座的会说你不认识我的丈夫。
You want me to submit to that man?
你要我去顺服他吗？
A wife that belongs to the Lord will submit to her husband because she ultimately is submitting to the Lord, her Lord.
所以如果一个信主的姐妹她是如果她是信主的话她顺服丈夫的原因是因为她最终是要顺服主耶稣。
Do you see those two principles?
所以大家看到这两点了吗?
And let's be clear.
所以我们要说清楚。
Submission in marriage, the meaning of that has nothing to do with inferior or superior.
所以在婚姻里面的顺服并不是因为我们并不是因为有的人比另外的人要更优秀。
Because we see in God's word all the way in the beginning of scripture in Genesis chapter 2 that men and women were created both in the image of God.
因为我们在圣经的最起初在创世纪里我们看见男人和女人都是按照神的形象来创造的。
In 1 Peter chapter 3, I believe, it says that we are co-heirs, men and women, in the grace of life.
我们在彼得前书的第三章里面看见男人和女人是一同承受生命之恩的。
So submission is not about an issue of better or worse.
所以我们彼此顺服并不是因为有的人比另外的人要好。
It's a willingness to yield because of God's design, of God's way.
我们之所以这样做是因为神他创造的一个秩序。
God is a God of order, not chaos.
所以神是一个有秩序的上帝，他不是一个杂乱无章的神。
Throughout the Bible, God is a God of order.
所以在整本圣经里面，我们都看见神是一个有秩序的神。
So that's why people, we are to come under the head of the government.
所以作为一个社会的群体，我们是要遵守政府的规章。
Children, all of us children are supposed to come under the headship of our parents.
所以对于孩子来说，对于孩子们来说，你们的领袖就是你们的父母。
Until you are married.
是直到你们结婚为止。
Wives, you are to come under the headship of your husband.
所以做妻子的，你们的头是你们的丈夫。
In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23,
是在以弗所书的五章二十三节里说。
It says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church."
所以五章二十三节里说妻子的头是丈夫就像教会的头是耶稣一样。
This is God's design.
所以这是神的设计。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3,
在哥林多前书的十一章第三节
it says, "But what I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ. The head of a wife is her husband, and the head of Christ is who? God the Father.
第十一章三节里面说，我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
See, even Christ puts himself under God the Father.
所以我们看到，即便是基督，他也是要服服在天父之下的。
Submission shows ourselves.With a willingness to put ourselves under someone else.
所以顺服的意思就是我们愿意将自己谦卑 在另外一个人的权威之下。
So in this sense, the wife is submitting herself under the spiritual headship of her husband.
所以从这点上来看，做妻子的是在愿意顺服丈夫，是因为丈夫是她属灵的头。
In other words, she is saying, I am willing to let my husband lead me.
所以这里的意思就是说妻子的愿意让丈夫在属灵上来带领她。
And this is how God blesses a family.
这是神祝福家庭的一个方式。
Now a word for the husbands.
同样的，我们也对丈夫这样说。
Now the husband, I'm going to take my gloves off a bit.
所以对于丈夫来说，我现在要脱下我的拳套。
Husbands,
你们做丈夫的。
Are you living your new life at home?
你们在日常生活中活出你们的新生命了吗
？Husbands, your role is to be the spiritual leader of your home.
所以作为丈夫的你们在 家里面有没有起到属灵领袖的作用
By God, you are the leader of your marriage.
所以神命定你是在你的婚姻当中是做一个属灵领袖的地位。
And what does the text say, husbands?
所以做丈夫的你们看这里圣经是如何说的
you are to love your wives.
你们要爱你们的妻子。
You know what this word love is in the original language?
你知道这里所说的爱在原文里是什么意思吗
？This is a love that is willing to sacrifice and serve.
所以这里爱的意思是指要做出牺牲，要愿意侍奉。
Husbands, do you love your wives, your families with sacrifice and service?
所以你爱，你是否用侍奉用引导的方式来爱你的家庭呢
？And some of you say.Pastor Alex, yes.
可能你会说Alex 牧师是的我是这么做的。
I do serve my family.
我确实是来服侍我的家庭。
I sacrifice for my family.
我也为他们做出牺牲。
I sacrifice so much to provide for them financially.
我为他们做出的牺牲所以才能够为他们在经济上提供支持。
I serve them so much that I never come home from work. I work so hard for them.
我为他们辛勤的工作以至于我没有时间回到我家里。
I serve them by thinking about how to give them money for the future.
我侍奉他们，因为我时刻都在想如何能够给他们提供更多的财政支持。
I'll tell you right now, husbands.
那我现在就要告诉你。
If you do not spend time with your wife and your children,
如果你一点时间都不花在你的妻子还有孩子身上
，your family will not have a future.
你的家庭是没有未来的。
You can.Work so hard and give them all the money you want.
你可以辛勤的工作，向他们提供一切。
But that is not what God is calling you to do. That's only part of it.
但是神并不是这样呼召你的，他只是
God.
他这只是他要你做的其中的一点。
God has called you to lead your families.
神呼召你来引导你的家庭。
And to love them.
来爱你的家庭。
How are you providing for your family?Spiritually,
你在属灵上是怎么样来喂养你的家庭的呢
？I don't care if you are a man who's involved in every ministry at church.
你也许在教会里面参加各种各样的侍奉。
How are you leading your family? How are you ministering to your wife and to your children?
可是你在属灵上是怎样引导？你的家庭怎样引导你的妻子还有孩子的呢
？Are you leading your wife to love Christ more？
你是否引导你的妻子变得更加的爱主呢
？Are you giving her words to build her up in her faith？
你是否用言语来鼓励、来帮助你的妻子，使她在属灵上成长呢
？Or are you absent in the effect of their faith？
你是否？在他们属灵的生活当中一点都没有出现呢
If your children and your wife are to give a testimony of their growth
如果你的妻子和孩子要在众人面前做属灵上的见证
Would they never think of you and your effect on their life?
他们会不会从来都不会想到你呢
What I say is this
我要说的是这样
It is you who is called to lead and to serve your family in this way
神呼召你来在属灵上做你家庭的领袖。
It is you who should be thinking about leading your family in a time of family worship.
所以在你们家庭做敬拜的时候，是你要来引导他们敬拜神。
It is you who should be thinking about how do I pray more with my wife.
所以你要来思考的是，你如何和你的妻子一同来祷告。
If your marriage is in that tension, it is you who should lead your marriage to help resolve that tension in the Lord.
所以如果你的婚姻遇到了问题，那么是你要跨出第一步来修补你的婚姻。
It is you who should lead your children to grow in their faith.
所以如果你的孩子要在属灵上成长，你要起到一个很重要的作用。
It is not the job of the youth counselors at the church.
所以这样的工作并不应该是教会的牧师或者是做年轻人工作的同工来做的。
It is your job, husbands and fathers.
这是做父亲做丈夫所要做的。
That's how you love them.
这是你爱他们的方式。
That's how children and wives are blessed at home.
这是孩子还有妻子们在家里受祝福的一个方式。
When the husbands rise up,
所以当一个先生他跨出这一步
，and provides for them spiritually,
就在属灵上来引导你的家庭。
And I'll be honest,
所以我很坦诚的说
，husbands,
做丈夫的
，fathers,
做父亲的
，this is hard,
这是非常困难的一件事。
Some time ago, I wanted to pray more.With my wife.
我以前曾经想和我的妻子一同来更多的祷告。
And we would have times to pray together.
我们在一起祷告。
But I wanted to increase in prayer with her.
可是我想要祷告的更多一些。
And so sometimes when we're driving in the car.
是有的时候我们在开车的时候。
And we're talking about something or someone at church.
我们就会提到教会中的某一个人。
God gave me a burden.
所以神就给我一个负担。
Stop talking about it.
他说你不要再谈了。
Grab your wife's hand,
抓住你妻子的手。
And tell her that we're going to pray for that person.
告诉他说你们现在就一起来为这个弟兄祷告。
So I'd be driving.
所以我就一边开车。
And we're talking.
我们一边谈话。
And we're talking about Preston, or someone.
我们在讲教会中的某一个弟兄。
And God would say, stop talking.
所以神就告诉我说不要再说了。
And I'll grab her hand.
所以我就抓住我妻子的手。
And I'll say, "Dear God, let's pray."
我就说主啊，我们一起来祷告吧。
For these people.
我们为这些弟兄姐妹们祷告。
That's hard.
这是很困难的一件事。
Some of you, your wife will say, "Come on, stop talking about." Some of your wives will say, "What are you doing?"
所以你们说当中有些妻子可能觉得不舒服，说你在做什么
？First, why are you touching my hand?
是你为什么要碰我的手呢？
And if you say, "Let's pray together,"
如果你说我们一起祷告吧
，some of your wives say, "What are you talking about?"
你的妻子也许说你要做什么呀
？Pray together,
祷告。
It will be hard.
这是有的时候是非常困难的。
And wives sometimes don't make it easy.
有的时候做妻子的并不支持你。
One brother shared with me,
有一位弟兄与我分享说
，that he wanted to start getting his family together.
他想要组织他的家庭一起
to pray
来祷告
to share
来分享
I said, Amen, that's so good, brother.
所以我说弟兄啊，这是非常美好的一件事。
He said, pray for me.
他说为我祷告吧。
I'm going to try to start this week.
我这个星期就要开始。
So then the next Sunday came.
所以下一个主日他就来了。
And I said, brother, how was it?
我说弟兄啊，这件事怎么样？
It was so hard.
他说真是太难了。
I tried to get them together.
我想要让他们都坐在一起。
And they wouldn't come.
他们都不愿意过来。
Come down, children, he said.
他说下楼吧，孩子们下楼。
I keep calling them.
我就一直叫他们下楼。
They don't even want to come.
他们都不愿意下楼。
I want to lead them.
我想要带领他们。
I want to pray with them.
我想要和他们一起祷告。
But because they weren't coming down.
但因为他们都不愿意出房间。
我发脾气了， I was getting mad.
所以我就发脾气了。
I told you, come down now. We're going to pray.
我说你们赶快上来，我们一起祷告。
You know, praise the Lord.
但是赞美主。
Because God's word has something to say about that.
因为神的话是这样告诉我们。
It said, "Husbands, love your okay, where's that? Okay, husbands, love your wives.
所以他说, 你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子,
and do not be harsh with them.
不可苦待他们。
Why would God say that?
所以神为什么这样说呢?
Because God knows the tendency of the man is to be harsh.
所以他们知道作为男人, 我们可能有这样的, 倾向去苦待妻子。
I'm trying to lead you.
我在试着要来带领你。
I'm trying to grab your hand to pray.
我想要抓住你的手来祷告。
I'm trying to call you down to pray together as a family. I'm trying to be the leader.
我想要做你们的领袖, 要带你们来一起祷告。
But if you don't come down,
但如果你们不下来的话, 我就会要。
Husbands, do not be harsh.
所以做丈夫的不可苦待他们。
Do not provoke your children to anger.
所以不要惹你们儿女的气。
Lead them in love.
所以用爱心来带他们。
Men, we need to learn gentleness at this church.
所以做弟兄的, 我们要谦卑柔和。
Even when I was playing basketball last week, I wasn't very gentle.
所以上星期我在打篮球的时候, 我可能不是非常的温柔。
And I owe my brother an apology.
所以我可能需要向我的弟兄道歉。
We need to learn gentleness.
我们需要, 学会温柔谦卑。
But you know in that family, where that brother tried to lead his family and they're meeting together?
但是, 我们刚才提到的这位弟兄, 他想要在, 家里面一起祷告。
Last night we had a chance to share with our young people.
所以上个礼拜, 我们昨天在, 我们年轻人一起分享。
And one of the children in that family,
所以那个家庭里面的, 一个孩子说,
he said, my dad leads us in this.
他说我的父亲, 我的爸爸在带我们。
And that's how our family grows closer together.
所以这样的话, 我们的家庭就会更加的亲密。
Do you say amen to a husband, to a father like that?
所以你会不会对这位弟兄说, amen?
Do we say amen? We want husbands and fathers like that, don't we?
所以我们希望, 我们真的是需要, 父亲来做弟兄的是这样做。
This is always a great section of scripture.
所以这段经文, 是非常, 非常切合实际的。
It talks to wives.
他对妻子说话。
And when it's talking to wives,
是他对妻子说话的时候,
the husbands are like, hey, take notes.
所以丈夫就会说, 你赶快把它记下来。
And then there's a message to husbands.
然后这段经文就对丈夫说,
and the wife says, here, take the pen.
妻子就说, 好, 现在把这个笔交给你。
But isn't this a beautiful section of scripture?
但是这段经文是不是非常美好呢?
Where God says, this is how I bless the family.
所以神说, 这就是我祝福家庭的方式。
I'll tell you what.
所以我想告诉你们,
when a man is being the spiritual leader of his family,
所以如果一个弟兄, 成为他家庭, 属灵上的领袖,
when he is loving his wife and his children to lead them closer to God,
所以如果他爱自己的妻子和孩子, 他要在属灵上来带领他们。
I have never met a sister who is not willing to submit under his leadership.
所以我从来没有遇到, 在这样的情形, 我从来没有遇到一位姐妹, 她是不愿意来顺服她的丈夫。
So I have no problem with that.
所以她遇到这样的情况, 她是一点问题都没有。
Second point this morning.
我要提的第二点,
our new life transforms the relationship between parents and children.
新生命可以改变亲子的关系。
So now Paul here moves away from the marriage.
所以在这里保罗就, 就离开了婚姻的话题。
And he turns to the children.
然后他就来, 前到孩子。
He says, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
他说你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母,因为这是主所喜悦的。
In our last baptism, just about a month ago,
我们, 一个月前的, 受浸典礼上,
wasn't it just so precious?
大家是不是觉得非常的美好?
You see all of these high school students,
我们看见我们当中的一些高中生,
and they're sharing of their new life that God has given to them in Christ.
他们在分享, 主所赐给他们的新生命。
I don't want to boast.
所以我并不想吹嘘。
But we have a wonderful youth group here.
我们有一个非常好的年轻人的一个团体。
And glory to God for that.
我们荣耀归给神。
But to be honest,
但是坦诚地说
the faith of some of our students,
我们这些高中生他们的信仰
is something that some of the adults can learn from.
甚至我们当中的大人都可以从这些年轻人的信仰上学到。
Many of our youth, not all our youth, but many of our youth have a new life in Christ.
我们当中很多的年轻人都已经拥有这个新生命。
So to the youth,
所以对于这些年轻人来说
at home is your opportunity to live out your new life in Christ.
所以在家里是你活出这个新生命的一个场所。
And I know, I hear from you.
我知道你们会这么说。
Your parents are not easy.
你们的父母好像并不很容易打交道。
From what I hear, some of your parents seem crazy.
也许你们的父母真的是，也许是疯了。
But God does not say this because our parents are easy.
但是神并没有说如果你的父母是比较容易相处的话，你才这样。
It does not say children obey your parents because they're so easy to obey.
他并没有说孩子们你们要凡事听从父母，如果他们是对你们非常如果他们是非常容易相处的话。
So for all the youth.
所以对年轻人来说
I'll just say this and keep it brief and to the point.
所以我就简单地提这一点
Obey your parents straight away the first time.
所以你们要立刻听从你们的父母
What did I teach you last night?
所以我昨晚上是如何教导你们的
Delayed obedience is what?
延迟的顺服是实际上是不顺服
Delayed obedience is disobedience.
所以延迟的顺服实际上是不顺服。
And you need to be in a habit of obeying your parents the first time.
所以你要养成一个习惯，要立刻的，即时的来听从你的父母。
Delayed obedience, I'll do that later. I will obey them later. That's disobedience.
所以延迟的顺服，如果你说我现在不想做。
And why was this an important principle last night? What did we talk about?
所以昨晚上我们说这为什么是一个非常重要的原则。
This pattern of obeying immediately,
所以即时的顺服
is what we need to learn as we obey the Holy Spirit in our life, right?
所以我们当我们要顺服圣灵的时候，我们要立刻的来顺服。
Young people,
年轻人
sometimes your parents are going through a struggle in their faith.
也许你们的父母在属灵上会有一些，在信仰上有一些挣扎。
They are wondering, should I really obey the Lord?
他们也许在想，我是否应该顺服主耶稣呢
？Some of your parents are wondering, is there really a God?
也许有的父母在想，是否真的有神呢
？Does it matter that I really trust in Him? And they are struggling in their faith.
他们也许在想，我是否要来相信。来信神呢？也许他们在这个事情上非常的挣扎。
And you need to believe that God puts you there for a reason.
所以对于你来说，神把你放在这样的一个家庭是有他的旨意的。
Would you believe that if you trusted in God that they would see that?
所以你是否相信，如果你遵守神的旨意的话，你的父母就会看见呢
？That they might be encouraged.
他们就会受到鼓励。
That they might see Jesus Christ in your life.
他们也许能看见主耶稣在你的生命当中呢。
Some of your parents' marriages need help.
我们知道有些的父母他们的婚姻遇到了问题。
And they're not living the way we talked about today.
所以他们的生活，他们的婚姻并不像我们刚才所说的。
They need to be reminded.
所以他们是需要时刻来被提醒。
That there is a God.
确实是有上帝的。
And they can see Him in your life.
所以他们从你们的生活当中可以看见神的存在。
And that as you trust God and live for God,
所以当你信神，你将自己交给他。
And that might help them.
也许这会对你的父母是一个帮助。
That might help their marriage.
也许对他们的婚姻是一个帮助。
That might help your father to be the leader of the family one day.
也许将来有一天，你的父亲能够成为你们家庭的属灵领袖，因为他受到了这样的帮助。
You see, this verse doesn't need a lot of exegesis.
所以这段经文非常的简单，不需要详细的解释。
Children obey your parents.
所以做孩子的你们要凡事听从父母。
Because this pleases your Lord.
因为这是主所喜悦的。
Your new life should change your relationship with your parents.
所以你新的生命应该对你和父母之间的关系有一个改变。
What's our last point this morning?
所以我们今天来看的最后一点是什么呢？
Point number three is that our new life transforms the motivation for everything that we do.
第三点是我们的新生命改变我们做事的动机。
This last portion of this text has been one of the most precious to me ever since I started walking with the Lord.
所以这段圣经在我信主之后，信主开始，对我来说一直有非常重要的意义。
Whatever you do,
无论你做什么，
work at it with all your heart.
都是要从心里做。
As working for the Lord and not for man.
像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
I love that verse.
我非常喜欢这段经文。
It makes me want to work harder.
因为这段经文它鼓励我要更辛苦。
And if you know me, I work hard.
如果你认识我的话，你就知道我非常辛勤的工作。
People have said that to me. That's one of the traits that I aspire to. I want to work hard in everything that I do.
所以很多人这样告诉我，他们从我身上看见。我在任何事情上都要辛勤工作这一点。
But it's not always easy.
但这样做并不容易做到。
It's not easy trying to live for God.
为神而活是非常困难的。
It's not easy when you're doing your best and there's an obstacle.
也许你想要竭力，但是你遇到一个很大的障碍。
Sometimes it's just too much.
有的时候你遇到的障碍太大。
It's too overwhelming.
你也许已经你觉得担子太重。
It's unfair.
你觉得非常的不公平。
Sometimes working at certain things, after a while, it's not worth it.
有的时候你在做一件事情你觉得实际上你快坚持不下去。
Like you're working on your marriage.
你也许在努力的来修补你的婚姻。
And you're trying to pray with your wife.
你想要和你的妻子一起来祷告。
You try to reach out to her hand.
你想要来抓住他的手。
And she said, don't hold my hand.
他说你不要来碰我。
He said, I want to pray together with you.
你说我想要和你一起祷告。
And she said, I don't want to pray with you.
他说我不想和你一起祷告。
And you're working on it.
你是在尽量的在。
And you're doing your best.
你想要尽力来做。
But sometimes it's just hard.
但有的时候实在是太困难。
And you want to blow up.
你就想发脾气。
Or sometimes you're trying to be a good parent to your children.
有的时候你想做一个好父亲。
And you're trying so hard.
你竭力的来做。
I'm trying to lead you to know Christ.
我想要带你来信主。
And yet sometimes it's so hard with our children.
但有的时候和孩子之间的关系非常的僵。
And you just want to, you know, strangle them.
也许你就想要掐死他们。
Not really, but as a euphemism. Sometimes it just seems like I can't do this anymore.
你有的时候觉得你实在是坚持不下去。
I'm trying to live this new life.
我想要活出这样的新的生命。
It is so hard.
可是我做不到。
This seems to happen everywhere.
我们在各个地方都看到这样的事。
At home.
在家里。
At work.
在公司。
Even working with people in the church is hard to work with people.
甚至在教会里面，我们和人打交道的时候也会发现这样的问题。
But that is the heart of this verse.
但这就是这段经文的核心。
Don't look at people.
不要把你的眼光放在人身上。
Write this down.
你们可以把这点写下来。
Keep your eyes on the Lord.
你们要放眼，把眼光放在主耶稣身上。
Keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ.
你们要定睛在主耶稣上。
And take your eyes off of the people.
不要把注意力放在人身上。
When you work.
当你工作的时候，
when you are working at your new life,
当你有一个新生命，你开始做工作，
and you're working it with all your heart,
你要用全心来做，
you are working for the Lord,
你是在给主做的，
even though you are serving man,
虽然你在服侍人，
you are serving the Lord,
你是在侍奉主，
so keep your eyes on the Lord,
所以你们要定睛在主耶稣身上，
because that is where you find hope.
因为从主耶稣那里你可以得到希望。
That is where you find your peace.
你可以得到平安。
That is where you find your joy.
你也可以从主耶稣那里得到希
望。So when your life feels hard,
所以当你的生命觉得你的生活非常痛苦的时候，
when it feels that you are the only one trying,
你觉得只有你一个人在尽力。
No one else is doing it.
你周围的人都不关心。
It's just me.
只有我。
Take your eyes off of them.
你要把眼光转向。
And keep your eyes on the Lord.
转向主耶稣。
Where does my help come from?
我的帮助从哪里来？
My help comes from the Lord.
我的帮助是从主那里来。
That's why I lift my eyes up to the mountains.
这是我放眼在山峰上。
Take your eyes off of people, brothers and sisters, and keep your eyes on the Lord.
所以把眼睛从人的身上转向神。
Don't forget.
所以大家不要忘记。
That Paul was writing this to slaves.
保罗这里的这段经节是写给做奴仆的。
Slaves had no right.
做奴仆是没有权利的。
They would always be treated unfairly.
他们遇到的都是不公平的待遇。
They are the ones who's always doing the work, and no one else's.
只有他们在做工，别人都没有做。
That's why the scripture says to them this principle.
所以这是为什么在圣经上给他们这样的一个原则。
Work at it with all your heart for the Lord, not for men.
无论做什么，都要从心里做。
Keep your mind, as we said a few weeks ago, on things above, not on earthly things.
So we must 思念属天的事，而不是属在地上。
That is our hope.
因为我们的希望是在那里。
That is our future.
我们的未来也在那里。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, today on Mother's Day.
所以今天是母亲节。
That was a tough message for mothers.
对于母亲来说，这是一个非常难以接受的信息。
That was also a tough message for children and for husbands.
对于做丈夫的，对于做孩子的来说，这也是一个难以接受的信息。
But if our starting point is right,
但是如果我们的出发点对了的话
，then we know that it's about God and not about us.
那我们就知道我们的出发点是神，而不是我们自己。
And believe you me that God has a plan for your family.
你相信我，神在你的家庭上是有一个安排的。
We already see the men at this church. There are men at this church rising up.
我们可以看出，我们在当中有很多弟兄已经跨出了第一步。
Can you see that?
你能看见吗？
There are men at this church rising up.
我们教会中已经有弟兄走出了这一步。
And as our men rise up,
如果弟兄跨出这一步。
The families will rise up.
那整个家庭就会动员起来。
And the families, who is the church?
所以我们的教会的意义是什么？
We are the church.
我们就是教会。
When the family rises up.
所以当我们的家庭行动起来。
The church rises up.
我们整个教会就会被动员了。
Mothers, do you want that?
做母亲的，您愿意看到这一点吗？
Yes or no?
是吗？
I can't hear you. Thank you.Brothers,
做弟兄的,
we are praying for you.
我们在为你们祷告。
Mothers, today,
今天做母亲的,
we honor you.
我们尊敬你们。
Thank you.
感谢你们。
For being a mother that is pursuing God.
我们感谢你们，因为你们作为母亲，你们在寻求神。
Even if your husband does not yet know Jesus,
即使你们的先生还没有信主。
Your faith.Is going to bless your entire family.
你们的信心会给你们整个家庭带来祝福。
Even if your husband is not strong in his faith,
即使你们的先生他们在信仰上还不是非常的坚定。
Your faith, mother, is going to bless the whole family.
你们的信心会使你们的整个家庭得到祝福。
So mothers,
所以做母亲的
，Happy Mother's Day,
母亲节快乐。
We love you.
我们爱你们。
You are so important here.
你们在这里，在整个教会里是非常重要的。
Behind every great man,
在任何一个伟大的人男人面背后。
Behind every great Christian man,
在任何一个伟大的一个基督徒弟兄背后。
Is a great Christian woman who has yielded to him.
都有一个做基督徒的姐妹来顺服他。
My family.Is blessed.
我自己的家庭受祝福。
Because of the love that my wife has for her Lord.
因为我的妻子非常的爱主。
When I grew up,
当我长大的时候,
my family was blessed because of the love of my mother for her Lord.
在我从小成长的时候，我的家庭受到祝福，因为我母亲非常爱主。
Their families were blessed because my two grandmothers, their love for their Lord.
他们的家庭也受到祝福，因为我的两个祖母，他们都是非常爱主的。
Bex.
Thanks.
Thank you.
谢谢你。
Mom.
母亲妈妈。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
奶奶。
奶奶。
She can't hear me, but thank you.
她可能听不见我说话，但是我也非常感谢她。
That the mother is a blessing to the family.
所以做母亲的是对家庭的祝福。
Live out your new life for the Lord.
所以在行出你们在主里的新生命。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们今天早上感谢你。
Because you are our Lord.
因为你是我们的主。
And you are our first and ultimate. Our allegiance is first to you.
所以我们的忠心，我们首先和最终都要对你忠心。
Everything is in your hands.
一切的事情都掌握在你手里。
And even when what you call us to do sometimes does not make sense because it is so hard.
虽然你呼召我们所做的有的时候非常难以做到。
We will follow because you're our God.
我们还是要这样行，因为你是我们的神。
We will do it because we trust you.
我们要遵行你的旨意，因为我们相信你。
We follow this because your ways are higher than our ways.
我们要跟随你，因为你的道路高过我们的道路。
And I thank you this morning.
所以我们今天来感谢你。
We thank you for the mothers here.
因为你赐给我们的母亲。
We thank you because the mothers want their husbands to love the Lord more.
我们感谢你，因为这些做母亲的都盼望他们的丈夫能够更爱。
And we thank you because you're blessing us with men and women who are rising up.
我们感谢你，因为你让我们家庭里的妻子还有丈夫都愿意跨出自己。
That this church would truly be the light into our community.
求主你让我们整个教会成为我们在社区里面的光。
Because we know.
因为我们知道。
This has to begin at home.
因为我们的新生命要从我们的家庭开始。
We thank you, God.
我们感谢你。
We love you.
我们爱你。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.